Greetings in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. This is Jim, Wonder and Reality, WNR. A simple, short message, and I want to make one point. Tentatively, this message is entitled, The Greatest Irony. Let me give the positive first, and then what's ironic. We as humans, God created us for Himself. He created us to walk with Him through Jesus Christ our entire life and for eternity. Amen. And it's simple, and we grow in that, but the ultimate reality is fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit is what fulfills us and completely. That's the answer. That's the kingdom. That's the anointing. That's Jesus Christ. Fellowship with Him. And it's, now that's not for, that's another subject, that's not for everybody, but even just a touch from Him, even just seeing Him is the greatest thing that a human being can ever do. That's what we were born to do, and His presence, His glory is so wonderful and beautiful and majestic, we could never put it into words. That's what we were born to do. I mean, I want to shout this from the rooftops, that people all over the world are searching in many different ways, other ways to get fulfilled through alcohol and drugs and sex and money and greed and career and self and all this stuff that those are not the answer. What's the answer? Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, fellowship with Him, but just seeing Him and just a glimpse of Him is the greatest thing. So that's the positive. The ironic thing is that most of the Christian church, the Protestant and the Catholic church, is in dead religion. And that's a lie. To humans, that is something that is not appealing in any way. In fact, it's gross and boring and awful, and it's the last thing we want to do. And that's, it's interesting. I mean, that's ironic. I think it's part of it is just human beings. We miss it. Part of it is tradition. Part of it is the enemy. And part of it is just the dysfunction of being on the earth. But isn't that ironic that's like the last thing a human being wants to be in is dead religion? Like, and people outside of people who don't know Jesus Christ, probably 90% or more, 95-99%, if you ask them what is it like, when they see what they think is Christianity, it's gross. Like, that's, they would never want that. Now, something interesting is the tabernacle is covered with, there's a goat skin that covers certain parts, and a great man of God said, that to the world, those who don't know Jesus Christ, they can't see how wonderful it is, this walk with Jesus. So those of us who have found Jesus, let's just really, really continue on with Him 100%. Let's give our all for Him. You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. So let's be grateful that God has opened our spiritual eyes, that He has saved us, and let's let that motivate us. Amen. Thanks for listening.